Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Hola. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Imagine, just by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you could discover what the world has to say. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Our technology is awesome. Did you ever stop to think where we would be today if we had this technology 50 years ago? There are times when it leaves me speechless. And it takes a great deal for me to become speechless. I'm looking out on overlooking the pond. And the fountain, yes, the fountain is turned on. I think they turn it on at 6:30 in the morning. And there isn't a breath of air. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way today. But I have to go back to Against All Odds. I talked about it on yesterday's show. And it was Carefree Children. Let them be children. They are our future. But I had to share with you, with all of you, my experience of determination and taking a risk. On July 29th, I talked about risky challenges. I still can't get over that deep water diving. Try to hold your breath right now. Hold your breath. How long can you hold your breath? Some are able to hold it for 11 minutes, which to me is unconscionable. I can't imagine it. But before I really get into the guts of the show, let me give you the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. Oh, let's take a nice, big, cat stretch. Remember now, the first hour is the rudder of the day. This is where you kind of, you're in this subliminal stage and you're thinking about today. Choose your thoughts wisely. Because you're the Michelangelo of your day. And I already know how I want my day to go. When you woke up this morning, come on, another yawn, another stretch. Were you in gratitude? Were you in joy? Did you wake up saying, oh, good morning, world. Or did you wake up with, oh, good God, it's morning. If you did the latter, then it's time for you to sit back very quietly in a chair, close your eyes, and just erase all, get rid of the chicken chatter. Minds are so busy doing what? And ask the universe what you should be doing and get out of your own bloated way. You do that today as an example. Plan your day. As you see, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And yesterday morning in Chicago, in the financial district, two men who have worked together for 14 years. Now, they both got up yesterday morning. One had already planned to kill his boss, to shoot him dead because he was demoted. Now, the boss had no idea. He got up, had breakfast, said goodbye to his wife, hugged his children while he went off to school, and he went to work. And the disgruntled employee, I guess he'd been in a prominent position for 14 years. Why he was demoted, I don't know. I just... senseless. Just... was so mentally deranged from the demotion. He walked in, and his friend, his boss, looked at him and said, "Please, put the gun down. What are you doing?" Shot him in the head and in the stomach. And then this guy committed suicide. The shooter committed suicide. And his friend, his boss, is in critical condition. And what about World Trade Centers? All of these people went to work. What about the passengers on the Malaysian Odyssey? No, it's not even a tragedy. And the one missed the plane by, this was 4 months ago, 5 months ago, by 1 minute, and she was furious and crying. It saved her life. And this recent tragedy, Flight 17, those that missed the flight were furious, but they're alive. Is it divine intervention? What is it? But stop and think about, be with me here, about the two men that got up yesterday morning, July 31st. And they were both handsome men. They looked happy and healthy. And they both had three children and lived in the burbs. Now, what legacy does the shooter leave? What legacy does the shooter leave? So we pray for both families, don't we? Did you wake up this morning in gratitude? I'm sure the shooter knew what he was doing. He planned his day. But what about the guy that was the target? Did he get up knowing, well, I'm going to go to work now and I'm going to get there and then my friend who's disgruntled is going to come in and kill me? No. Tomorrow is promised to no one. All you have is right now. Are you in joy? Are you in gratitude? Do you feel good now? Are you happy now? And what contribution are you going to make to your life today? And to the lives of the people that you meet? And don't forget our little children. They're our hope. Are you a visionary? Futuristic? How do you see the world next year? 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. It's all about choices, my friends. It's all about choices. It's all about the risks that you're willing to take. It's all about being true to yourself, the authentic you, not someone else. Steve Jobs said, "Will you please stop living your life through other people's visions? You're a unique snowflake. No two are alike, even with identical twins." Share your uniqueness with the world. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. My web, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAgeless.net. And the third is virtual portal, http://2/2/ KathySimplyAgeless.yourvirtualportal.net. Read about, they now are my booking agent. You know, I really agonized over getting an agent, but it just wasn't working. And then I heard about virtual portal. And once the video is done, it's going to be done tomorrow. I'm going to email the world. Then you'll see the risk that I took last Sunday while I was taping it. And I'm going to hold firm. I have a reputation for one-take Kathy when I was doing television, when I do television. Everyone knows that I'm not going to sit there and do two or three takes. We better get it right the first time. And I'll come back to Against All Odds. Now, once you're on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or SimplyAgeless.net, click on all of the buttons and be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Imagine James Brown and the Bard, soul songs and Shakespeare. And Roger's voice is incredible. Now, that video, running time is 17 minutes. But our bags are packed. We'll travel corporate, business, private, functions, conventions. Could be anywhere around the world. And of course, our rates are individually assessed. But why not be the first to introduce Willie Shakes and his brilliance to the world? And it's great for the school kids, middle school, and they'll get a deep appreciation of Shakespeare. He was really quite groovy. And Roger's interpretation of, what singer does he imitate on the show? Just brilliant. And then, if you want just the 4-minute running time, I have a DVD. I shall be more than happy to send it to you. But you do have to call me at 847-882-8717 or call in now on the show, 347-637-3789. when you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I have to digress for a moment. And the football player who slapped his fiancée and dragged her out of an elevator. Man, Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses, and boy, he's a good actor, but he didn't convince me. I don't even remember what his name is. And then I'm wondering about that female. After he physically abused her, punched her, she married him. And of course he got on the air being very humble. And he said, I think he has a little daughter, allegedly. And he alluded to that, how was he going to explain this to his child when the child was old enough to understand? But I think what, no, I don't have to think. What I found absolutely revolting was it when he ran out on the field that he got a standing ovation from his fans? How sick is that? And he didn't convince me. But I wondered, where was his mother and father? Man, I'm telling you, if that were my kid, I'd slapped him halfway across the room, thrown him in a dungeon and stay there for a while and think about what you did. How dare you bring shame to the family name? Methinks that their own insecurities, their own lack of self-worth, and they're not worth the money that they make. While you're working three jobs, 90 hours a week, they're getting paid for beating their brains out on the field. And, yeah, we watch football periodically. We don't watch baseball. We never watch soccer or basketball. So what is your take on what's been happening in America? Listening to Live with Kathy. And today's show is going to be about little terrors. Parents versus little terrors. Hey, Ma and Pa, you can be generous without turning your children into entitled little terrors. You see, that fool, the ball player, entitlement. Get over yourself. All of you athletes, get over yourself. Sit down and embrace the real world and you're part of it. What are you going to do to make it better? What are you going to do today to make it better? Remember, two men got up yesterday to go to work. They left three children each, and grieving wives and moms and dads. It's heartbreaking. Just heartbreaking. Okay, now, I'll go back to Sunday. Still no wind, but the sun is shining. Beautiful day. I had to tape a video for Virtual Portal to give them an overview of who I am, what I am, and where am I going. Yep, I'm a multimedia radio award-winning TV talk show host and producer. I'm an author, exercise evangelist, speaker locally and internationally, mentor, coach, performing artist, custom design shows to fulfill your needs, all things Kathy through the years with Kathy. And you know, we all want to shoot a perfect video, don't we? However, that doesn't always happen. You won't believe this, against all odds. The day of the video shoot, temperature in the 90s, hot and humid, wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour, and at any given moment I thought I would be airborne. But Tim, my videographer, was determined that we go out into the woods. And Kathy, when we really get into the woods, the wind will die down and there are benches and we could take the video. And I had a bouffant hairdo. I'm not one of these long hair, straight things. I was determined to shoot my video against all odds, and I did. Well, the silver fox was running in back of me collecting all of my notes. And you know what they say, that women glow and men sweat? I'm telling you, honey, I was sweating. And we finally got to a bench. So I, at the end, it's going to be light, camera, action, no guts, no glory, so here it is. Enjoy. And I emailed Tim, I still haven't heard back from him, and I said, I want you to know that unless the video is so bad, we're going to shoot it the way it is. But I want to do the voiceover against all odds. And then I had to sidebar. I want to be part of a speakers consortium that's really quite elite and exciting in Chicago. And on, they had one opening. It's Saturday evening, November 29th. And I had to, Tim emailed me and said, do you want to take that spot? I'll pick you and the Silver Fox up. And we'll be there. You'll be there for a couple of hours, but you don't have to worry about driving back and forth. I'm going anyway. So I took the spot. And I had to give a description and a little bit of a paragraph of what it's all going to be about. So my title, can an octogenarian and fashionista change and redefine the perception of aging in America now? That's my title. And then I gave a little overview. I've been thinking about the pandemic youth craze enveloping America. It's like a stranglehold. Americans can't seem to let go. What's the obsession? We all know youth is a marvelous time. Experimenting trials and tribulations, dealing with dancing hormones, but don't you think it's time to think out of the box? To recognize men and women who've made remarkable contributions to life and still are, plus paving the way for aspiring entrepreneurs. Why, I ask, when you're over 50 or 60, you're invisible, extinct. Don't you know that 70, ages 70, 80, 90 are shaping the world? And those of you that make fun of aging, that you embrace ageism as though it were, oh, a horrible disease. I just want you to remember one thing, Tootsies. You're all catching up with us. I went to bed one night, I was 25. When I woke up, I was in the winter of my life, of all these, the seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter. But I'm in the springtime of the winter of my life. I'm moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter, to explore. You see, we don't get old because of age. We get old because we give up on our ideals. Raymond Charles Parker said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. But what are you giving back? Or are you taking, 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 taking? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. What dream do you have that's still kind of jiggling around in your mind and in your heart? I could have, I should have, I would have, if only. Finish that sentence. If only. I should have, but. What are you doing with your life? Now, while you're listening to my voice, I want you to know that all of the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N, and click on any of the buttons, and you could hear the shows. You know that radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. It's a powerful marketing tool. Do you want to become part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? It's sponsor-driven. What dream do you have? Is it a book? A service? A product? An invention? An idea? A book of poems? A short story? Will make people laugh? Is it humorous? I've made it so affordable because, you see, this is a learning curve. Oh, you just don't go on the air not being prepared. It's a learning curve. And we'll find out what you got. Who are you, what are you, and where are you going? What are you going to give back to the world? See, the more you give, the more you get back. The more you give, the more you get back. And watch your thinking. Toxic, negative thinking, or are you filled with positive, energetic, powerful thoughts? Because when you give back, you're helping others. And in essence, you're helping yourself. You see, in our world today, change is the only constant. But when you're ready to think out of the box, you need to know how to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And that's where I come in. The introductory offer is 10 weeks, and you call me at 847-882-8717, or call in now at 347-637-3789, and tell me about you. What have you got? And if it resonates, fine. If it doesn't, I'll be perfectly, I don't want your money. I'm not making millions on this. I'm giving back. Because if you were to contact a radio station and say that you wanted to tape a show, you're looking at thousands of dollars. I'm the expert at what I do. I am. I have dedicated my curiosity, I was born curious, and my insatiable need to know and to learn and to grow. Oh, 7 decades or more. You want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. But you could have fun learning with me. So, we create your minute commercial. And it's in my voice. It's heard 4 times a week. 10 weeks, that's 40 times, reaching any country in the world. You know, I do get calls from Australia. Oh, do call again. You were so much fun. And then you get the opportunity to put a radio hat on. Because I invite you to co-host one of my shows. And now you have this incredible marketing tool. I prep you. You're on the air with me. It's archived. Now before you do anything, you're going to sit back and you're going to listen to you. You're going to ask yourself one question after the show is over with. Ask yourself, after listening to me on the air, would I jump up and order that product? Would I want to find out more? Did you pique my curiosity? Were you passionate and honest? And most will go, You see, there's no such thing as constructive criticism with me. How could criticism be constructive? We tweak it. And then I give you a chance to do it again. Now you've really got this incredible marketing tool. You email your database and tell your database to email theirs, and they will email theirs, and then... thousands will hear you on Live with Kathy. Yes, your claim to fame is that you were a co-host on Live with Kathy. For more information on this exciting offer, call me at 847-882-8717. And Mich Movitit. In Croatian, that means we shall see. We're living longer. And the need for your information grows and grows and grows, whether it's a product, a book, or a service. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? You have a choice. College versus the Dompérion of the trades. It is college affiliated. But you have to go through an apprenticeship. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. And after 4 years, you've learned, you've earned. Your health care is in place and so is your pension. And it follows you everywhere that you go. And if you've gone to college, unless someone picked up your tab, you got a scholarship, or you're a trust fund baby, did you waste the 4 years? You see, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. This is it. Ironworkers.org. And after the show, I will be up and running to get to the Hoffman Estates Park District. They, in 2009, they were the national gold medal winners in excellence. A park district. Bored and lonely? Choice. Unhappy? Choice. Scared to death in a relationship? Choice. At our park district, we have a 50-plus consortium, and the director is Rika Cuff. She does an incredible job. And in most cases, depending on, I don't know your situation, if you don't drive, they'll get you coming and going. Volunteer. Get back into life. There is so much of living out there. And I want you to live your life like it's golden. Your choice, heparks.org. And then write down ahtax@ameritech.net. That is our CPA. He's great, Greg. And he'll give you a minute or two of his time. But if you have a query, be sure and email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, all of you out there, come on. Take a nice big yawn and a big cat stretch and try to convince me that looks don't matter. And I'm going to tell you to just save your breath, because they do. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging. Did you know that stress and anger releases toxins into the body and it decays all of your cells? Yeah, and many times premature death. Why? Europeans think we're crazy. We are. Insane. Comparing. What on earth for? We're human beings, and regardless of the role that we're holding today, single, mom and dad, whatever. We're role models. Did you know that? We set the examples. So everything that happens to you today is going to take its toll on your face. Have you ever seen a good-looking, happy, grumpy person? Or sad? Remorseful? Now, when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. It's an inside out. On the inside, you're going to want to take supplements or check with your health person. I'm not a doctor, so please, disclaimer there. But now, topically, Reviva Labs. Stevens Dressler, I've known him for over 40 years. I've been using their products for 40 years. The leader in skincare. But how on earth could you really be joyful and happy if you're just a grump? Ain't nothing going right. Oh, you know, go to your own island. You know, really, I just got an epiphany. We should have an island where I could send all of you grumps together. Just go. Go, go, go. Do you want to actually see drop-dead beautiful women? The senior pageants. Who said that you have to look like a wrinkled granny apple as you celebrate your life? Edith Nam is celebrating her life. Author of many books, she's just extraordinaire, but her recent book is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Get it at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Are you going to be a grump today? Or are you just going to adopt and adapt to and activate that button that puts you in the realm of positive energy power? It's your self-talk. Now write down myshakley.com. Our earth angel left us a couple of months ago. Now she's a heavenly angel. But her legacy, the power of what she left behind, will live into perpetuity. And it's all about a home-based business. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is that fire-in-the-belly desire to make a difference in the world. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. I don't know. Today's August 1st. Were you able to pay your bills for July? Did you have more month than money? This is a wonderful opportunity to find out who you are, what you are, and where are you going. And you're going to make it a family affair. The kids are overwhelmed with everything, classes, homework in kindergarten, if you listen to yesterday's show. What? Let the kids be kids. And then create a little niche where it's fun. Let's have fun with money. Let's have fun with learning about money and to how to make it work for us. Does it matter your age? Entrepreneur, solopreneur, retired. And you don't have to invest a ton of money. In many cases, none. I'm a Shackley representative. Oh, their hairspray. It's just magnificent. Now, I just got through telling you there is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills. And you could still keep your corporate job. You see, she quit hers. In 1983, when she was making $30,000 a year, she said, I quit. I'm tired of working with you linear guys. I'm the one that makes you look good. I'm going home, and I'm going to just reign supreme. And Jack, her husband, told her she was nuts, that women can't make it in business today. So turn around, Missy, and go back and get your job back. She said, man, that's all I needed. Let's see. Time marches on. 8 cars. Traverse the world. 1 trips 18 times. And you're telling me that it can't happen? and getting a check in four figures every month. You could continue to work for corporate America, but do this in your spare time. If you have that fire in the belly to make a difference. 2014, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. You want to unleash your passion? Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about it. But it's a business. We have a business plan. I will share it with you. It's Lee's business plan. It is brilliant. Well, tried it for a couple of days and it didn't work. I don't want you. Then don't even bother. This is long term. Long term. More men and women, it's pandemic, are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. I told you, make it a family affair. Log on www.letitia.myshackley.com and click on About Me. You will love her story. You will just love her story. And her story is in Choices, the book Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. And they're sponsoring the PSA today, and they have been. Con and scam artists exposed. Oh, the pros, it's sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Charity scams, your defense, make donations directly to the organization you want to support. Medical alert scams, defense, never provide personal information over the phone. Don't you dare give out your Social Security number. You're going to call the fraud hotline. Thank you, ARP, 800-646-2283. And this is all ages. Pay up or face arrest scam. There's a warrant for your arrest because you didn't show up for jury duty. Defense, realize that the call plays on fears and scares you into giving personal information over the phone or sending money to them. Keep your wits about you. No government agency will ever ask you to provide personal information over the phone. Oh, don't you love the front door scam? They'll say their friend is sick and ask to use your phone or try to sell you something. Defense, do not open your doors to strangers. Be cautious of anyone at your door who doesn't have an appointment. You can offer to make an appointment on their behalf if you think they're legitimate, or say, wait a minute, I'm calling the police. They'll come right out and help you. Public works scam. Claim they work for public works. Check your water. No. Only admit workers who have made an appointment with you. The gypsy scam. Do you want your driveway blacktop and sealed? Don't open the door and tell them no. Call the police. Call the police. Now, there are other scams out there. Be a smart consumer. Don't send money or give out personal information on the phone. If you do fall victim, call your bank and credit card company immediately. Tell them what's happened and close your account. I told you, I've had three or four scams that have won millions of dollars. You know, just send them thousands of dollars to process the account. Get the book Choices. You will love it. And the PSA, public service announcement, was brought to you by Reviva. Stephen Stressler, From Humble Beginnings to Success. Chuck Brazelton, our agent for insurance. From Frozen Toes to Fingertips. And Lee. Hey, she's got the formula. Man, she is sassy. What a legacy she has left. And Rhea, oh, you know, Kathy, through life there are so many roads to travel, so many choices to make. But the reality is, I just got to be me. And then my book, my story, and how I was introduced to... Mom, what's your greatest freedom? Age 12, he's now 52, so that was... No, 54, so that was 42 years ago. Where did the time go? I see him sitting there, but that's another story. Get the book Choices. You could get it at a discount by calling me at 847-882-8717 or Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes and Noble. You want to write a book? Tom Hudrick wrote the book, The Second Coming. And he got his epiphany through his lucid dreams. He dreams the chapter and then wakes up and writes it. And Tom has been writing a developing story since he was a teenager. It's amazing. This book will be the first in the series that offers the reader a picturesque view of his historical journey and his discovery of the rare biblical artifacts now considered at the center of debate. It is the artifacts themselves that will be of utmost importance as the world enters the era widely known as the end days. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by many seers, from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? You want to follow Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest. You won't put the book down. It will just capture, mesmerize you. It is fiction. Choices, nonfiction. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, nonfiction. It's mine, and I'm sharing it with you. It's yours when you contact me. Let me know that you've listened to the show and it's yours. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic today, little terrors. Mommy and Daddy, you are the role models. Our children learn from us. I witnessed something yesterday. I was sitting out on my lanai, and I overlooked where some of our cars parked, and I saw a young little boy very defiantly not wanting to take the woman's hand. I don't know if it was his mother or auntie or grandmother. I don't know. But I could tell by the shuffling of his feet that he was not happy and that he was not going to get in that car. And I don't know if she sensed if someone was watching, because I would have been right down there. I would have had the police there in 2 seconds had she even lifted her hand to this child. And I want you to know, listen to me, darlings, how you treat them, they'll never forget. And when you're old and decrepit, don't expect them to take care of you. Because in most cases, they'll put you in a wheelchair and drop you off in front of a hospital. I believe in karma. And you could always redo karma, make it better. But anyway, this little boy was not going to get in that car. So I could tell that she was asking him if he wanted to walk, and he said yes. And he wouldn't take her hand. But what was interesting is that the minute they walked away, on the passenger side, the car door opened and out jumped a guy. I would have loved to have been a little fly in that house. And I don't know what happened after that. Let your children have a carefree life. They don't need homework in kindergarten. They don't need the weekend to learn how to read. How many private, let them be children, because they're going to be children only one time in their life. And the boomer kids today, they have the best parents in the world because their parents allowed them the freedom of imagination. Go out there. I was on the top of the Forbidden Red Hill, and I imagined I was singing, I was sailing. Let them be children. Now, why do parents indulge their children? You know, you could be generous without turning them into terrors. By giving your children everything you can and will, in most cases, create a spoiled, entitled brat. The consequences can be severe. Temper tantrums, whiny complainers, and you want to know what the reality is? Spoiled children are more likely to grow into financially dependent, irresponsible adults plagued by overspending and debt. Why do some parents want their children to have everything for free? Why? The reality? The real world doesn't work that way. So ask yourself, why am I inclined to indulge my children? This is from Susan Newman, a social psychologist in New Jersey. Why do you need their approval? It might be to gain their approval to relieve your sense of guilt for the limited time you spend with them, to make up for things you didn't have growing up, or your need to keep up with friends and neighbors. Are you in competing and comparing mode? And just about the time you catch up with your neighbors, they refinance. When you understand your own motives, that can help you break the habit, and you can take a different approach. So if you feel guilty about working so much, plan a time to take your child to the park or cook a meal together instead of giving into the impulse to buy a new toy. Buying them a gift won't make up for lost time and have a lasting impact on their happiness. And the biggest mistake that most parents make is not talking about money with their children. This is where a home-based business kicks in. Oh, you're fearful that they'll become overly focused on money? But children notice early on if a friend's house is bigger than theirs. And they'll certainly notice if you evaluate the people inside it based on the disparity, she said. It's important to speak about your own family money values. If you believe things don't equal life, love, share that with your children and reinforce it by talking about what you value more than money. Money, 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 money. Educate them. Set an example. Learn to say no. Teach them that the only way to earn money is to work for it. and teach them to give back. Until Tuesday, until 11:30 a.m., travel Europe's hidden gems. Make it a great weekend. Au revoir.